Peter Alcantor was a white friend of mine back home in Kansas City. These guys got to trick or treat. Can't trick or treat in the projects. Can't trick or treat in the hood. Person open the door, take the candy from you.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to be the next situation. It could be the election day. Because we know it, the election day, it could go either way. Both sides going to be extremely mad. It's going to be extremely weird. So I've decided that I'm going to be drunk when I vote.
Tell them to bring me my money.
Yeah. Don't take away fall. Pumpkin spice don't even feel right right now. I'm drinking pumpkin spice. It don't even taste like the white joy that it's supposed to bring me.
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah.
Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. Episode 17 or 18? Let's go. It's Friday. How are you doing, world? I'm Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, and I'm your favorite meme poster, and I am the couch comedian because I'm lazy, and I sit on my couch, and I make jokes, and I have fun, and I do these things, and I need to start doing them early in the week. I keep saying that, but I don't make it. I never make it because I be busy. You know what I'm saying? I be living my life. I should be busy. I should be living my life. And while I live my life, I constantly dodge the police so I don't get shot. So we don't have situations like Breonna Taylor watching cops get slaps on the wrist for having no accuracy, charged for the bullets that he missed. The walls were endangered, so we had to do something about it. The judge said, the walls, man. What about the walls, man? Somebody put those walls up, man. And those walls have feelings. And damn it, you will not be in my courtroom and just think you're going to walk out of here without being charged for those walls. Not a fucking human life, but the walls. The walls, man. When you think about your life being compared to like plaster or wood or whatever the fuck they use for walls these days or even back in the day. Value of life? Home Depot. Damn. There's not a lot of space left for more situations like that. That's as deep as I'll go, but I'm going to say there's no more room for the bullshit. Now, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to be the next situation. It could be the election day, because we know it, the election day, it could go either way. Both sides going to be extremely mad. It's going to be extremely weird. So I've decided that I'm going to be drunk when I vote. I'm going to figure out, I might get a nice bottle of Snoop Dogg's wine and I chill it overnight. And then I get my glass, I pour it. I can't take a wine glass to go vote. They'll see it's wine. Oh, I'll put it in my hydro flask that I got my coffee in right now. That's what I'll do. I'll put the wine or whatever liquor choice that I choose for that day. I don't know what I'm going to choose. I don't drink. And then I'll write who I'm voting for on my hand. I'll put it on my hand so that way I can't fuck up. You know, I'll write it in a marker so that way, just in case it starts sweating and shit because I'm drinking, I put it changed. Write it on my hand. Bow. Walk in there drunk. And then I put my vote down. My votes. Because that day, ladies and gentlemen, is the real Halloween. Don't matter what side. That's the real Halloween. That's the real Halloween. That's the day. The devil's in the kitchen, baking him a pie, and he's looking at Patty's pie's recipe. He in the kitchen doing devil things while he baking a pie. Because you know why? He's gonna sit down. He's gonna turn off his powers. He said, you know what? Because no matter what happens, my work is done. And I'm just going to enjoy. I'm not going to know who's going to win. I'm going to turn off my powers. I'm not going to know. I'm just going to watch. I'm going to have me a little bit of my own Patty's pies while it goes down. It's a real Halloween, so I plan on being cooked. Not Sunday fun day in Old Town Scottsdale cooked, because then I'll just be laying on the ground, people stepping over me while they're going to go vote. And I don't want that. I just want to be a little numb, you know? Get the day started early. Get it started right. It feels 2020 to be drunk when you go vote. It just feels like the right thing. Not heroin, not crack. Not speed, Adderall, those things. Just drunk. I'm not calling up my local drug dealer and say, hey, man, I need a little bit of that heroin. I got to get high to vote. No, that's not what I want. I just want to be a little cook, baby, a little saucy. You know what I'm saying? Where I might flirt in line while I'm trying to go vote. Might do a little flirting, baby. And who you voting for? Who you voting for? Who you voting for? Oh, girl, you fine. You don't need to be voting for him. Oh, shit. Yeah. Nah, that's just douce. A little douce in my hydro flask. That is just a little douce, baby. Yeah, I need to be cooked. Sauced. And I think you guys should get drunk with me. 7 a.m. I'm trying to be up by 7 because I don't want to be in line for a long time wearing my mask. And I should have mailed in my vote, but they're making the mail-in voting feel really, I don't know, rigged, sketchy. And I got my government name's a real white name, so it makes it feel like they would see my mail-in and they'd be like, oh, man, this white guy's voting for the wrong white guy. Here, hold on. Let me switch this. There you go, bro. And then they would just send it in. He's voting for just look at this guy's name. He's got to work for Geek Squad. He's voting for the wrong white guy. Let me this guy. He made a mistake. He must have been drunk. Fix that. There you go. Breonna Taylor, I'm sorry, man. I'm really sorry. Thank you. You're far too kind. To all the people that continue to rock with me in this podcast. And listen to me, I'm still working on video. I'm not even working on video no more. I haven't got a shave. I haven't gotten my beard trimmed up. And I look very, hey, I'm fresh out the pen, baby. I look very fresh out the pen, trying to get a job. But you're not going to hire me because my beard's so gangster and I'm black. So my beard's so gangster and I'm black, I'm not going to get hired because I look fresh out the pen. But it's a deterrent. The gangster 25 to life beard is a deterrent. I don't want to bother. Now, can it get me hit with about 7-8 easy bullets from the police? Yes, but I like it. And I put my juices in it. I pick it out and shit, but I'm just saying it looks wild. It looks wild. It's crazy. It looks crazy, man. But I like it this way. But I do want to say thank you. I do want to say thank you. Continuing to listen to me, continuing to grow. And it's a really dope feeling because all I do interview folks And you know, I try to, if you listen to my interviews, I try to simmer down a little bit. Be more palatable when I'm interviewing folks. So folks don't be like, ah, you know what? This nigga's crazy. Mm-mm. Something wrong with you. So I try to bring it down a bit. But when it's just me, shit, baby. When it's just me, I'm Patrick Swayze, baby. I'm Dirty Dancing. I'm Dirty Dancing on the mic. This is what I do. Is how I have my fun. I like to entertain. I like to have my fun. I talk to myself. But video's coming. As soon as I decide to go to my barber and he can put his razor on me and make me start bleeding because he doesn't have strength control and he really digs the razor in there to get it really crisp, but then I end up with Wolverine claw marks on my face. But hey, look, it's cleaned up, right? And then, you know, ladies, you don't really know. There's a lot of pain in that. The pain that men go through to look good for y'all is real. Ladies, have you ever been in the barbershop and seen your mans get lined up, cleaned up, and then they take acid and put it on your cuts? You see his face? Do you see his face? Do you see everybody else's face seeing his face? The people that are waiting that seeing his face are like, I don't really want that pain, but I got to go through that pain because I got to do it for the ladies. That shit hurts. It's a lot of pain to look good. I don't look forward to that. I don't want Freddy Krueger marks on my face. I don't want Wolverine marks on my face, but I got to do it in order for me to do video and to look good for the ladies. One of my favorite Jay-Z songs of all time. Let's go. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You fuck too kind. Do me a favor, don't do me no favors. I'll handle mines. I'll handle mines. Yes. And so when I get cleaned up, I'm going to do video and I'm going to start doing videos with my guest and doing solo rants. And I'd be having like little things pop up in the corner, you know, pointing to the cop that got a slap on the wrist for having bad aim. Like, this motherfucker deserves to burn in hell. And then I could put hell, like edit hell fire over him. And he's like, ah, burning. And then I could remove it. Cause that's what I could do in video because I can edit them and have like CG and shit. It's a special guest of mine. Here we go. I was gonna kill a couple rappers, but they did it to themselves. I was gonna do it with the flow, but they did it with the sales. I was gonna 9-11 them, but they didn't need the help. And they did a good job. Them boys are talented as hell. So not only did they... I love that damn song, man. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You're far too kind. I am the... almost like the poster child for what I think a lot of us feel in 2020. Like we're just by ourselves, talking to ourselves, going insane inside of our own heads. Just a big padded room, just going nuts, screaming, bouncing off the walls, you know, singing, you know, very, is that, what I don't know what type of that, what is that? I don't know the name of that music. Like, I think it's like grunge really. Not Manson, because I could deal with Manson. I mean, I'm not saying I'm running around banging Manson through the crib, but I can deal with him. But I can't do that where it looks like you're about to throw up, like you heaving. I can't do that, but I can deal with Manson. You know what I'm saying? But that's what I feel like everybody is like kind of like white coat ready. Like if you're in the house right now, it doesn't even matter. If you got like three kids and it's a husband and wife and three kids and the dog, and then all of a sudden you hear a knock at the door. They're like, oh, who's at the door? And the family's like, who's at the door? And they walk to the door, and then there's like three men and in white coats, and then there's a doctor saying, we need to take you with us. You know what? They put a building up as well. They ran a plane into that building, and when that building fell, ran to the crest. He's like, we need all y'all to come with us. You know what's going to happen? Everybody's going to agree. You're all going to leave the crib and get into a white van and be driven to a mental hospital. And you're going to be cool with it. And you're going to be like, you're not even going to think about, we just left home and we're in the back of a fucking van going to a mental hospital. Because you know why? your psyche is already broke.
Site with no lasting in hell, toxins deep inside their lungs into both of them was failed. Blew a cloud out like an L into a jar into the
It's already broke. And if you don't vibe when I play the Jay-Z, jump in traffic. It's Friday, baby. I'm here to entertain. But you're just in the back of a white van. You're just driving to the psych ward. Just driving. Whole family in the back singing Kumbaya, my Lord. And y'all think it's all good. Because you know why? We're all mentally fucked. Even if you eat. Hey, man. Even the racist folks. Mentally fucked. Well, they're super mentally fucked. But they've been like that. But now you add 2020 on there. And the aliens don't even want to stop. They don't even want to stop on Earth. We was coming by to get some corn and some water. We wanted to get some corn, some of y'all water. And y'all got them things down that we really like, that Beyond Meat. We like that Beyond Meat. We was getting some Beyond Meat, some corn, and some water. But y'all fucking psycho down there. We not fucking with y'all.
Smell. They heard the secondhand smoke kills. Niggas thought they was ill. Found out they was ill. And it's like you know exactly how I wanted you to fail. Thank you, thank you, thank you. You fuck too kind.
For real, I do appreciate y'all a lot. And I know that old Jake can get a little wild. Oh, but hey, I got good news. I'm cutting down the time of the rants. I'm sorry about that. The solo podcast, I'm bringing them down. So you only got to do like 40, 45 minutes of me. So just bear, it ain't that long no more. People's like, oh man, you funny, man. I just can't be getting through them. They too long, man. So I was like, all right, I feel you. I bring the time down and I bring my interviews up. Bring the time down with me, bring the interviews up. There we go. Psyches are broke. It's all broke, man. Let's see. I'm voting drunk. That's for sure. I talked about that. Breonna Taylor. I'm gonna go extra. I'm gonna pick it up, man. I'm gonna pick it up on a social media platform. LeBron James is really somebody I've changed my. It's just it's more than basketball now with that dude, and I love it. And I love all the players that speak up, and that was from all athletes, all entertainers. You know, just doing what you can to continue to bring awareness is heavy. You know, it's hard to just continue to flood a bunch of stuff because, like I said, you got to worry about yourself and other people's mentals who follow you or who listen to you. But when you use your platform, I just think it's fucking awesome. And I don't have no judgment on nobody who don't really do nothing or say nothing. I hope you end up with gonorrhea in your mouth. No, I'm just playing. If you catch four flats while going 90, it's okay. No, I just appreciate everybody who uses their platform. And some people, you know, they kind of sit in the quiet, and that's what you want to do. You want to sit in the dark, be quiet. That's cool, man. You know, it's okay. You know, if you somehow end up with a million roaches in your house, it's okay. I'm not wishing that. I'm not going to call the voodoo doctor in New Orleans and be like, anybody who doesn't say anything about race and stand up for injustice, I'm not going to call her and say, hey, could you make sure all these people have a fucking million roaches crawling around in their house by next week? Thank you. I'm not going to do that shit. Live your life, man. Live your life. You know? Live your life. I hope you accidentally tear your ACL while sitting down on the toilet. I live your life. That's all I'm saying. Enjoy your life. You can do what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you decide to go in the refrigerator and you wanted some orange juice and it's just a swallow left in the container because you forgot and that happens, I'm not going to be mad about it. You know frustrating that is. You go in the refrigerator and you're like, oh yeah, I got some orange juice left. Or I got like a little bit of Sprite left. And I got some Sprite left in there. You open it up and it's less than a swallow. Oh. Heartbreak. It's heartbreak. Fucking heartbreak. But still live your life. It's your life. You can, hey, You do what you want to do. Will there be a Halloween?
Autobots, roll out.
Will there be a Halloween?
Autobots, roll out.
Will there be a Halloween?
Denied.
I don't know. I don't know. We don't know. You know what I'm saying? excuse me. I asked my Twitter, or sorry about that. I asked Instagram. I put a vote up. I said, will there be Halloween? And this was yesterday. Let's give it a gander.
Let's give it a gander. Let's see what the numbers are. Where are you? Let me see.
Oh, it's 42% yes and 58% no. Man, we gotta have a little. We ain't been able to celebrate nothing, baby. Come on now. Don't take away fall. Pumpkin spice don't even feel right now. I'm drinking pumpkin spice. It don't even taste like the white joy that it's supposed to bring me. Something, because it's, don't take away Halloween too, baby. I'm still going to start October 1st, go through 31 days of scary movies. I'll probably start with The Conjuring because that's one of my favorite scary movies. But I don't know if there'll be a Halloween. I'm hoping there'll be a Halloween. I feel bad for the kids already who got virtual schooling, or if they're in school, it's like all weirdy weird. I don't feel sorry for the parents, because y'all are parents. Y'all better get down, get gangster, and remember how it was to be in school, baby. If Timmy left at 2, and then Timmy's train showed up at 2:05, is Timmy going to be late for the bus? I said train, but it's really a bus, because Timmy lives in Kansas City, and ain't no trains, I think. I'm sorry, it's the caffeine. Y'all gotta, but y'all parents gotta toughen up. Get your education on, man. Get back in school, baby. Can't be defeated by the 2+3. You can't be beat. But I do feel bad for kids, though. And that goes from young all the way to teen, man. I think about how grimy my childhood was, like how tough it was, the environment that I was in, you know, having less than less, but still able to go trick-or-treating. Because I had white friends. I had black. Black friends were definitely dominant. They asked you, what was your percentage? Black and white friends. It was 98% black, 2% white. But I had white friends. And let me tell y'all something. They was able to trick or treat. My mama couldn't wait because, you know, she would be able to sit in the house by herself finally. Anytime she got a break, any type of holiday or like, not going to say holiday because we usually at the house for like her Thanksgiving or Christmas. That's all school break. So she was miserable. But when we was gone, when you left to go be with your friends, I bet she was sea walking all in the crib, just soup, woo. And then, Nick, what's up, fool? Snoop Dogging. She was extremely happy. Right? I was happy too. You know why? I was going over to Peter's house, and Peter Alcantor was a white friend of mine back home in Kansas City. These guys got to trick or treat. Can't trick or treat in the projects. Can't trick or treat in the hood. Person open the door, taking candy from you. Trick or treat? Nah. Give me your shit. Click, clack, Missy. And but you go over Peter's crib, Peter's neighborhood, whether it was apartments or whether it was houses, it was nice. Everybody had professional trick-or-treat bags. I had a pillowcase. Ta-da! I'm the betting section at Walmart. Ta-da! That was real trick or treat. And as much as I know that my life as a, you know, young kid all the way up to young teen, to adult teen or mid teen or whatever teen, 19, and up, but in between those young youth years, was poor, broke, bad, bum, broke, bum, broke. I still got to enjoy a lot of the things that kids get to enjoy. And, you know, having that shit stripped away, I'd be like, damn, man, these kids really are going to be different when this is hopefully all over. Or maybe they appreciate more because it's kind of been like, you know, they got a lot more than what we had. So maybe they were spoiled. And maybe this is like, now they can get a little gangster in them, a little raw. Get a little bit more tougher skin, a little thicker skin. Understand everything ain't all pretty. It ain't all sunshines. You don't get a participation trophy just for showing up, sucker. This is life. You know how disrespectful life is? Life is disrespectful as fuck. You think shit's going good, you could win the motherfucking lottery, get fucking ran over by a semi-truck the next fucking day. Life don't fucking play. And that's what the kids are learning these days. They're learning that. But I do feel bad because trick-or-treating is fun, man. And it was, and I, you know, school functions being taken. It's just, you know, I feel bad for them, you know? So hopefully there is a Halloween. Hopefully there is creepy clowns going around their neighborhood and nice angels and Candyman mask. I don't know if kids even know what Candyman is, but if you can get a Candyman mask, I actually looked up the Candyman mask. Looks nothing like him. Looks more like Carl Weathers. And if you don't know who Carl Weathers is, he's Adonis Creed's father for the young youth. There's Creed 1 and 2, right? Well, that's his pops. That's what the Candyman mask looked like. It looks fucking like Carl Weathers. It looks like fucking Action Jackson. We get disrespected in Halloween mask, man. It's like 1999 to look like Carl Weathers. I might as well put on some American flag shorts and put on some boxing gloves, be Apollo Creed. You're like, oh man, that Apollo Creed mask is dope. No, man, it's Candyman. But black, so we get disrespected. They make a pin perfect Bill Clinton mask. Perfect. Look at that. Look at the cheek structure. Look at the eyes. And it comes with a saxophone. But Candyman, that's Carl Weathers. Oh, man, that's the man from Reading Rainbow. Take a book, read a book, read it, Rainbow. Popular costumes. Oh, you know what? I want to say this. Take a deep breath. Exhale, right? And enjoy. That's my shit. Listen, I'm here. All right. And when I get in, now we in the thick of things. Now this is when you inhale and you exhale. And you truly enjoy this shit. The burning sweet sensation always had me. Look in your eyes, astound me. I am sending my love to you. Praying that you aha! See you. Y'all can see me dancing right now. Y'all ain't even what? That's my shit. I ain't even gonna tell you who it is, because if you ain't heard it in a while and you want to find out, you better remember the lyrics, put it in Shazam, or put it in Google. I make the mistake a lot of times of saying, hey, Siri, what song is this? And I'm up there. Do you? And Siri be like, I don't know what that is. I don't know what that is. I'd be like, hold on, let me try it again. Do you? I predict you. She'd be like, I don't know. And then she don't answer me no more. But I asked my IG. I asked them, you know, what would be popular Halloween costumes. And there were some good ones. I just seen this. Somebody said I need to dress up as Seasonable Clout. And I'm responding to them right now while I'm talking to y'all, because that is fucking funny. But yeah, I got a bunch of good ones, man. Hold on, let me scam through. Hold on, hold tight. There's a roll of toilet paper, which is, you know, it's going to be all types of different toilet papers. You know how we do when it comes to Halloween. If there's a Halloween, people going to show out this year. That's COVID-19, surgeon mask, all of Meg and Cardi outfits from the WAP video. Yeah, I can see that. Oh, I'm reposting that one. That. Hold on, now I got to find. I try to show love to folks. But she said her girl and herself are going as Martin and Gina, the headboard episode. Now, I don't know if you she get mad points for that. I don't know if you've ever seen this episode. And for those white folks and I don't care who you are, if you've just never seen Martin, there's an episode where Gina and Martin go into the bedroom to get freaky deaky, right? They get freaky deaky. And in that, they show a scene of them going to the bedroom, getting nasty. They come out and Martin comes out and he's like, oh, he's doing his dance. And he's like erratic and he's all over the place because he's like, I don't know what to do. And then we don't know what's going on. It's the people watching, it's the viewer. You don't know what's going on. And all of a sudden, bam, Gina comes out the room and she's got the headboard around her neck because the headboard got stuck on her neck. And let me tell you something about that episode. Episode is funny as fuck. So all my youngins, hop on Google, hop on YouTube, try to find that episode. That shit is funny. It's certain things that are able to hold up. Like I'm watching Frasier. It's able to hold up. 2020, shows in the 90s, early 90s, mid 90s, holds up. 2020. Martin, extremely holds up. Still funny as shit. You can watch it right now. Still funny as hell. But I like that one a lot. Ooh, Cobra Kai is dope. If you ain't watching Cobra Kai, it's on Netflix now. It ain't on YouTube TV. It's not on YouTube TV. Is basically if you're, oh man, like I need to get a drill. You know, the first place that you go to is like Home Depot. You want to buy a drill, you go to Home Depot. Well, it's like trying to buy a drill and you end up going to a Dollar Tree. You know what I'm saying? That's the equivalent of trying to find Cobra Kai and realizing it's on YouTube TV. You're just not going to watch it. You know what I'm saying? And so now they put Cobra Kai on Netflix. You can go watch season one, season two. And it's fucking awesome. It's fucking awesome. Oh, nostalgia. Oh, somebody put Biden or Trump. You got to be careful. That'll get you into a fight. Either one will get you a yucky face, you know? I saw a lot of Tiger King, Umbrella Academy, Dr. Fauci. And she sent a lot. All right, calm down. All right, that's a lot. You don't get to take up all my damn, just sending shit. Black Panther, definitely. It's a lot of Tiger King in here. Corona, beer with a virus. Oh, you know. Oh, it's a huge number, 2020. I could see that. If you come out dressed 2020, like the numbers, just be prepared to be doused with holy water. Holy water all on you. The power of Christ compels you. The power of Christ compels you. 2020. Let's see here. Yeah, there's a lot. I got to go through. Mask and draws. Mask and draws. She's going to get freaky. I just want better justice for black folks, man. Can we get treated better? That's all I want. Just a little bit better treatment. Not just a little bit. I want a lot more. Just a little more. But guess what?
Denied.
Can we get justice?
Denied.
Can we get reparations?
Denied.
Can I not get pulled over because I'm in an old school Monte Carlo, maybe 88 T-tops?
Denied.
Those are what we call APOs. Those are called automatic pullovers in the hood.
Denied.
I'm sorry. I like that denied a lot. Hey, girl, when the clubs, hopefully the clubs open up back there. Hey, girl, can I buy you a drink? She's going to be like,
denied.
When she come home from a bad day at work, but you've been in a happy mood all day, you want to get some, she's going to be like,
denied.
I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. I apologize. I'm in a very Friday type mood, and I want to thank y'all, man. We got 10 more minutes. All right. 10 more minutes of greatness. And let me tell you what's happening. All right. I watched Social Dilemma. Now, I know I wasn't supposed to be on Netflix. I'm not supposed to be in there. I just told y'all about Cobra Kai on Netflix, and because Netflix got that weird shit, and we're not going back into that. But I did watch Social Dilemma, and it's a documentary very much worth watching. And this documentary talks about, well, guess what? Social media. And it's got a lot of former employees of like Google and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter. And these guys were instrumental in doing a lot of things for these platforms, right? For these apps. And man, you find out that really all of us are just pawns. And you find out that these algorithms are being built, and the people that are building these algorithms have no clue what it's going to do. But it's so designed to shape your Instagram, your Facebook, your Twitter to you that it's caused such a divide. And the people that know this really know how to use it. And that goes to politicians and PRs and all the people behind the curtain, and those people that are behind that curtain really know how to use. So when you're looking at something, you're looking at a video, or you're looking at like what you feel is facts, and you're like, how is the person that on the complete opposite side of me not seeing the same thing that I'm seeing? And that's because they're not. So when we think Breonna Taylor deserves justice, what the cops did were wrong, all the person on the other side sees is the cops did right. So it's videos, it's news clips, it's articles, and it's other, you know, users and followers that all agree with what they think, because that's all they see. So you're so divided. No person sees the other person's side. They don't even shape it to where you get a chance to see that. It's designed for you so they can shove a bunch of ads. The way they break it down, even when you've been off of social media for a long time, they try to do things to get you back on the app. That's And it makes sense. I mean, it makes a lot of sense. They always want you on there. The more you on, the more, you know, more ads they can shove down you. And then more they can, more money they can make. Right? But I'm watching, I'm like, damn, man. Like, and these people that are being interviewed, they know what's going on behind the curtain. And they're even admitting to still having to be on their phones. They try to have rules for their kids on how they use it because they know so much about what's going on. But then themselves, they're still on their phones. I didn't even feel bad anymore because I was like, you guys built and had a big ass part of building these platforms, and you still get on them. But it did wake my eyes. It just woke me up a lot to a lot of things. They're going to drive you to wherever they want to drive you. It's like you got a, you know, a hard-headed Uber driver. Let me call him. Let me see. Open up the app. Hit the button. Okay, Jeff, who's driving a silver Hyundai, is on the way. Cool. Boom. 3 minutes. Do-do-do.
We're waiting 3 minutes for Jeff and a silver Hyundai to show up.
And you're just waiting. So when Jeff finally shows up, you get in the Uber with Jeff. And Jeff is like, I see where we're going. But you know the address that you put in, it takes you to the spot, but it doesn't take you to the spot. So you want to help Jeff out. But Jeff don't want to listen. Jeff going to do what he want to do because he's hard-headed Jeff in a silver Hyundai. I'm going to take you where I want to take you, sucker. And that's how these platforms are. They're going to take you wherever they want to take you. You watch the documentary, you have no control other than turning your phone off. But they say that dopamine, I think I got that right, is addicting. And it is, man. You're going to get back on. You could be one of those strong. I don't like you people who do that. I don't like y'all who get on there. I'm getting off of social media. I'm going dark. Okay, dramatic much. All My Children, General Hospital, Young and the Restless, dramatic much. I just named 3 popular soap operas. I'm down with the shits. But you can get off of social media. There's going to be a point you get back on. They're going to be waiting for you to shove a bunch of stuff down your face that you missed. You're going to get on there and the first thing you're going to see is your best friend. And you're going to be like, oh, this is what she's been posting. Even though y'all are best friends and y'all probably talk outside of social media, you haven't been seeing what she posts a lot of. She might show you some things here or there. But when you get on, they're going to be like, bam. This is what Sarah's been posting. And your ex-boyfriend, bam, is going to show up on your timeline because they know who your ex-boyfriend is because y'all was in a relationship together. So they got all that information. You may have took all the pictures down, but you may not, you may not follow him no more. But somebody that follows him reposted a tweet of his that he posted. And now you see his tweet and you like, motherfucker. And now you back in, you hooked. They got you. They're going to take you where they want to take you. You may think you know, but you have no idea.
Denied.
It's tough, man, because we are. I'm so wild with that shit. I just be, because I be in a zone, man. I like to jam. I be in a zone. But it's tough. You want to think you have control of your social media, you know, but they do a lot to get you hooked. These classes that these people were taking in this documentary to basically fuck with your psyche, all to get you to continue to be on the app, all to get you to see these ads. And there's no care for what it does to your brain. shit, you be on it, you be on your phone enough, you get the indent in your pinky. The little weird shit. I got the little weird shit, the little indent in my pinky. You know what I'm saying? Ah, it's tough, man. It's tough. And I told y'all, guess what? We have 43 minutes and 50 seconds. Y'all only got, now I got to do my, I could do my outros and I land directly on 45 minutes. Man, I gave y'all 45 minutes of me, of Thaddeus Shade. Well, let's get right into it. My Instagram is at Thaddeus.Shade. My Twitter is at ThadShade. My Facebook, because it's verified, baby, is at ThadShade1D. Now, my Twitter is at ThadShade with two Ds, but my Facebook gets verified, and I'm now on Facebook because I'm verified and it do be popping, is at ThadShade1D. All right? Go to the iNerds.com to cop the gear. We got dope app. We got a dope Black Panther and Chadwick Boseman graphic design that we did that's really dope, and he's wearing a Kobe jersey. Go check that out. It's really dope. RIP Chadwick Boseman. RIP Breonna Taylor. Hope things just like somehow slowly get better. We trying to spread love, not hate. That is the continuing formula. It's love, not hate. Love is what me and Jada try to show Jaden. Love. Love is for you to appreciate. Love. I'm out, man. Season book club. Appreciate y'all.